This is Diola Saint introducing Saint Kateri Tekakwitha. Because of early exploration, France claimed Canada and the northeastern United States for their king. But it wasn't until the mid-1500s that Samuel de Champlain, a Frenchman, explored the St. Lawrence River, established settlements, and encouraged conversion of the native Indians. Through treaties with the more peaceful Algonquin and Huron Indian tribes, he tried to create a settled portion of the New World loyal to France and Christianity. The English, wishing to prevent French expansion, sought allies among other Indian tribes and offered numerous rewards for the scalps of the black robes who had come to preach, convert, and baptize in the Christian faith. By the mid-1600s, the Jesuit missionary heroes Labouf and Isaac Jogues had begun their evangelization efforts but had been killed by the fierce Iroquois. Isaac Jogues' death occurred in what is now Irisville, New York. It is said that here, only 10 years after his death in the Mohawk village at Ossernanon, a daughter was born to a Mohawk chief and his Christian Algonquin wife. Some even think in the same longhouse in which the missionary Isaac Jogues had been killed. The first name of the girl, Kateri, in Iroquois, meant Catherine, and her last, Tekakwitha, meant one who puts things in order, or one who moves things out of her way. Her parents and her only brother soon died during a smallpox epidemic. While she survived, her eyesight was affected, and she was marked with scars on her face for the rest of her life. She was taken in by the family of her uncle, who became the new chief. Indian women managed the family, the affairs of the home, and the village, since the men were often away hunting. And so Kateri helped with the household and made beaded needlecrafts, which her uncle traded. But her uncle did not favor the Christianity of the missions and blamed the black robes' religion for every misfortune which occurred. It happened that one day, while Kateri was home recovering from a foot injury, a missionary passing through the village spoke to her. She expressed her desire to convert to Christianity, and immediately her instruction began, which resulted in her baptism on Easter Sunday. But the members of her family and village did not understand her devotions and started to insult her and ridicule her. Some even began to throw things at her when she passed by, and others withheld her food on Sunday because on this day she would not work. Finally, sensing still more serious opposition, she accepted her missionary's advice and fled for safety to the village of Kanganaga, which was near Montreal. Here she happily received her first communion, prayed freely, gathered others around her for prayer, and sometimes imposed severe penances upon herself to the dismay of her patient priest Fesser, who encouraged her to moderation. Kateri was a humble, kind, and cheerful girl. Her closeness to God came from following in a simple way the advice of her spiritual director. She had no visions or dreams, and her closeness to God came not from spiritual reading, because she could not read, but from her simple love, which she described as being as constant as the stars. She gave herself totally to Jesus and offered herself as an adopted daughter to the Blessed Mother. Within a year, weakened by an illness, she died at the age of 24 in 1680. Her last words were, "Jesus, I love you." It is said that shortly after her death, her facial scars seemed to vanish, and her face seemed smooth, shining, and radiant. Immediately there were accounts of cures and conversions attributed through her intercession. Upon her beatification in 1980, Pope John Paul II had this to say about the Lily of the Mohawks: "My brothers and sisters, may you be inspired and encouraged by the life of Blessed Kateri. Look to her for an example of fidelity. See in her a model of purity and love. Turn to her in prayer and assistance. May God bless you as He blessed her." God gives us all the necessary graces and strengths to love Him. This is a challenge of our life, to show how deep is our love for Him.